And welcome to the second episode of the Gotham Gamer Podcast. We are your hosts, Kraken and the Kid. How you doing today, Kid?
Woo!
Okay, that sounds great.
Hey, we made it. Episode 2, all right?
It's an episode longer than I thought we'd make it, to be entirely honest with you. Folks, we'll be talking about a variety of things today when it comes to the gaming aspect of your lives and our lives. So, Kraken, what do you got for us first, babe? What do you got going on here?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you have going on for us?
You're Kraken.
I'm Kraken.
Yeah, you just called me Kraken.
Well, the amount of liquor I've been taking might have already impacted that, but fuck it. Let's drink another half liter of vodka.
Kraken.
Kid, what do you have going on for you as I am the Kraken?
Kraken Sopo.
Woo!
All right. Number one, guys, on the news this week, PlayStation 4 coming out November 15th.
Woo!
In the U.S. Get your pre-orders in now.
Yep, okay, well.
They're probably running out by... Probably pretty sure. As far as I know, a friend of mine tried to get theirs in at Best Buy a couple days after I did last Sunday, and they weren't able to do it. They actually closed down pre-orders.
Well, I did see Walmart was having those in there, so I think I'm going to put my pot or my...
You going to put your podcast in?
I'm put my podcast
when
in.
When are you going to do that this week, buddy?
Maybe this week. No, I'm going to put my pre-order in pretty quick here. I'm a fan of the PS4. I want to get it. I'm going to get it pretty quick here. So I'm going to put it in with a Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart.com.
Do you know what the down payment is on that?
Beast? 10%.
10%?
So $3, I think, is the approximate.
Is that what it is?
40 is what I'm being told. A.K.A. 40. That's the approximate down payment. Math is not my strong point. Kid, what are we all... You know what? Fuck. I've drank a lot. Let's keep rolling.
All right, Kraken, I'm going to take back over here, buddy.
Sure should. You should.
Number two this week, guys. Minecraft is finally coming to PlayStation
consoles. Yeah!
Finally coming to PlayStation consoles.
Woo, my dick's hard.
I'm really looking forward to that.
You know, I address the hardness of my penis, but let's move on to Minecraft.
Guys... day one has been promised for the PlayStation 4 at least. I don't know if it's the same for PlayStation 3 and Vita, but it's also coming to PlayStation 3 and Vita.
I am stoked.
So for those who have picked up the handheld console of the PlayStation Vita, look forward to that coming. You got your Minecraft on the go without having to carry that really huge freaking laptop around with you.
I cannot stand when that happens. Minecraft is one of my favorite games.
Does that happen all the time to you?
What?
That you have to carry your big laptop all around?
When I have to do that, sometimes it does happen. Minecraft is a fucking wonderful game. I played it for... my roommates used to give me shit because I would play it while I wear my underwear. I'd lay on the floor and play it for approximately 6 to 8 hours. It's so easy to get lost in that game, so I'm stoked it's coming out on PS4 plus PS blankety blank.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I have a Vita. I love my Vita. There's a lot of really great games on it. To have Minecraft on the go like that, it's going to be really, really interesting, really exciting. You know, something kind of similar, too. You know, you have, what's that other game that came out that's kind of similar to it, but it's only 2D?
Terraria,
right.
It's a side-scrolling Minecraft-esque game.
And how do you like that game?
It's cool.
Glad that's my input on that.
They should put that on the box. It's cool.
Terraria, it's cool. No, it's pretty fucking good. It's cool. There's a lot of different enemies in it. You can create a bunch of different shit. It's hard to get into because it is 2D. It's a side-scrolling type Minecraft type thing. It's really solid. There's a lot of different elements that you can put into it. You can like put a lot of hours into that game, and I didn't realize this. It's one of those games where you start off and go, oh, I'm going to do one thing here. Oh, fuck, it's now 5 a.m., and the next thing you know, you don't have any time for sleep. So that's a possibility that you could very well could do that. It's a great game. I think it'd be more fun. That's one of those games that's great with friends. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. I think that Minecraft is definitely going to pick up the where Terraria left off and the fact that it's a 3D, 8-bit type game. But Terraria is a great game. Minecraft is a great game as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm glad it's finally coming to PlayStation platforms.
I'm stoked for it as well.
A lot of people have said that they weren't all that excited when it was announced actually at Gamescom, but I'm glad that as a PlayStation fan, you know, because I'm not a big PC guy or obviously an Xbox fan, so really glad to see that coming.
Oh.
Really? You didn't like it, huh? Oh, boy.
That's like fart sounds.
I know what you do.
I drink a lot. I drink a lot at this point.
All right, number three, guys. Also at Gamescom, Remote Play was showed off. Do you know what Remote Play is?
I'm going to let you explain it to me.
Thank you so much for letting me explain that to you. So, Assassin's Creed 4 was actually shown off at Gamescom. They showed a new segment of the ship battle. They showed it, you know, shooting different ships. They showed it shooting different ships. And also, like, on land, like, I don't know, they had, like, cannons and stuff that were on land and stuff, and you can actually shoot them as well. But what they did, like, halfway through the demo was that they actually changed it over to playing it on the Vita. They actually performed and showed the remote play working for a PlayStation 4 title. I mean, obviously a huge game like Assassin's Creed 4 working on the Vita as a remote play. So it only works via Wi-Fi, but really cool thing for it to be able to do. You know, obviously if you have a girlfriend or a wife in my case, you know, you're at home and she's wanting to watch her new episode of, I don't know, Ellen DeGeneres.
Scandal.
Yeah, Scandal. I'm sure she's watching that. And, you know, and I'm in the middle of playing my PlayStation 4 game. I can remote play that straight to my Vita, and I can continue to play while she's watching whatever she's watching. So
cross-play saves marriages.
Yeah, it does. So
unless you play in a game when your spouse wants to watch her show, and you get to go.
So that's what you need to do. You need to get yourself a Vita.
Maybe.
Absolutely. So we got more news actually coming. Actually, you know, I'm going to skip right forward to that. Price drop actually came for the Vita. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, shit.
At Gamescom, it was announced that the Vita is actually only $199.
So what was it before?
It was $249.
Okay, $50.
So
bucks.
A $50 price drop.
Reasonable.
So for the same price that you can get a minimum gigabyte level iPhone or Galaxy phone, you can get a PlayStation Vita. Obviously, you have the remote play option. There's a bunch of really great indie games coming out for it, also shown out at Gamescom. They're going to be available on the device as well. So certainly if you don't have one, look into it. It's a really great device. At least check out the games.
Absolutely.
I think you'd be really impressed. Are you going to buy one?
If they put a Pokemon game on it, I might.
Yep, I think that's going to happen sometime soon.
Then I'll buy it. But
you know what?
Not, then I won't.
The way the Wii U's going, who knows? They could be out of devices to put platforms and different games on.
Very possible.
Another one here, Twitch actually confirmed for PlayStation 4. So originally, you don't know what Twitch is?
Sure don't.
Oh boy, alright. Well, Twitch is actually a gaming website. Well, I guess not strictly gaming, but mostly it's used for gaming. People stream their games, them playing games online, showing off games, and they do commentaries and stuff, so people can have a Twitch channel. And they can, you know, if they get enough viewers, they can actually have people pay for, you know, commercials and things like that on their page. So a number of different things. Twitch is confirmed. Originally, actually, only Ustream was confirmed at the E3, or actually the original PlayStation 4 event, and then at E3 wasn't mentioned, but now Twitch is confirmed. So really looking forward to that. Number six here on the news. Elder Scrolls Online.
I'm stoked.
Are you?
That should be fucking great.
I haven't heard you talk enough about that.
I love Skyrim. I would love Skyrim when it comes to playing with my buddies.
Really? You're playing with your buddies with Skyrim?
Yes. What I mean by that is I play with them. I talk to them about what they've played because there's not an interactive co-op play.
Do you have them like sitting next to you while you play by yourself?
Hey, buddies, watch this game. Watch me collect this fucking amulet
or cheese wheel.
Oh my god! There's a video online of a guy who finds the source code and he duplicates 1,000 cheese wheels, and it is absolutely beautiful. They just roll down the hill, and it's so cool.
They fall down that mountain, right? Isn't it a mountain?
Yes.
So, Elder Scrolls Online, really looking forward to it. From what I understand, it's really Skyrim 2.
Yes.
Obviously, in a bigger world. Apparently, it's going to be all of Tamriel. It's going to be available to you online. Skyrim's, of course, going to be there. What are some of the older ones?
Hammerfell was one of them.
Hammerfell, okay.
Wait.
I didn't think that was right. That didn't sound right.
I can't use my brain right now.
All right, so
Everfall, I don't want to. You know what? There's a point is that there's a lot of different regions, whether you play Morrowind or any of the prior games.
Morrowind, there you go.
When you're in Oblivion. The point is, they're going to expand it to all of these different regions. And
right.
It's going to be fucking cool. And I'm stoked for it.
Yeah.
And I have half a boner.
Half a boner.
I leaned in for that one so they can understand what I was whispering. Grandma, don't listen.
I don't think they heard you the first time. I'm sorry, Granny.
Half a boner, Granny.
Okay.
All right, moving along.
I'm going to bleep that out, by the way.
Bleep. Half a boner.
So Elder Scrolls Online, I didn't even
it's
get...
It's fucking cool. I saw previews for it. I saw screenshots. Looks beautiful. Looks fucking great. And it's going to be Skyrim with your buddies. Who doesn't want Skyrim with their buddies?
Right. Skyrim with their buddies. That's what sounds great about it. So I was super stoked about it. I was ready to buy a computer for this game. Okay? I was ready to buy a computer for this game. And
nope.
What the news came out was... There's going to be a $15 monthly subscription fee.
That's fucking stupid.
To play the game. So when you buy the game, you're going to get the first 30 days for free for purchasing the game itself. And then after that, it's going to be a $15 a month subscription.
Let's shoot our own heads off.
So, you know, World of Warcraft players, of course, already know exactly what we're going through. I am not looking forward to
it. They're all virgins.
Actually, you know, going back to DC Universe Online, do you remember that game coming out?
I was stoked about it, but then I wasn't very quickly.
Well,
because of the pay to play.
Same thing, right? $15 subscription. They eventually went to a free to play model.
Yeah, with shit to buy.
Well,
we'll get to that later.
No, they had other DLC, but I mean, it was just $15 a month to continue to play.
Okay, fair enough.
So I don't know. I'm back and forth on wanting to play that one.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, number seven, at Gamescom, Sony Computer Entertainment's Andrew House at Gamescom said, "While others have shifted their message and changed their story, we were consistent in maintaining a message that is fair and in tune with consumer desires." Dan, do you know what that means, Kraken?
No.
Okay.
Explain.
So, in talking about that, obviously, that's talking about the Xbox stuff, right?
Oh, yes. How did I not know that?
So please.
Because I've drank a half liter of vodka. That's why I didn't know. So what they're really trying to do here is they're trying to say, hey, fuck you, Xbox, but not really fuck you because we're going to pretend this wasn't on purpose. But guess what? We went after you. We did our E3 GameCom after you. But in reality, we're going to look better. PlayStation 3 has come out as the leader quite significantly over Xbox 360. So... what do you feel about that?
Well, PlayStation 4...
that's what I meant.
...has gone out significantly in front of the Xbox One because of their consistent message that they talked about. You know, a lot of people think that that was an underhanded move. They think it was kind of a...
I don't feel it was.
Kind of a cheap shot, I guess. But, you know, I don't think so. I mean,
nope.
I think that, you know, with Xbox changing all of their policies and procedures and things, they came closer to what... PlayStation 4 is already doing, so I think they had to kind of get the upper hand again by also stating that, hey guys, we're doing all the right things here. We did that to start, and you guys started out with the wrong thing and continued to change your message to be more in tune with what we're already doing.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely correct.
Absolutely. So, really looking forward to the PlayStation 4. Again, coming out November 15th here in the U.S. It's actually November 29th in Europe. Other dates haven't been announced just yet. Number eight, Mirror's Edge, apparently only possible on next gen. So, I mean, unfortunately, that's why we weren't seeing one before.
Correct.
Only possible on next gen with all the power of the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense.
Did you play the first one?
Loved it. Very difficult game.
Did you finish it?
Fuck no, it's too hard. It was so cool. I love the free running aspect of it. I love the fact that you can get involved with it. And you can hop on the walls,
right.
And it highlights the parts that you can actually jump on. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think it's a fun aspect of the game to be able to know what you can jump on, how you can interact with it, and what you can really do with it. So I think that was cool. But if you ran into enemies, it was basically like you had three shots and you're good to go, and that's really about the end of it. So I'm excited for it to be on the new system. I think it should be good. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes, man. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. So looking forward to it. I played like the demo of the first one.
Absolutely. It was good.
I don't know. First person parkour is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it looks kind of cool, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Very interesting to hear and see that it's only possible on next gen.
We'll see.
All right, number nine. There is apparently no game over, so your game is not stopped in Beyond Two Souls. Do you know what Beyond Two Souls is?
Yeah, the people from
Heavy Rain. They make Heavy Rain.
Right.
Quantic Dream.
Yep.
Is making Beyond Two Souls with Ellen Page, actually a fairly known actress.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's the star in the game. So even if your character as Ellen Page dies in the game, apparently there's no game over. The only way that this is explained, and this is what I read in the story, is that the game is about exploring death. And that's really kind of the only intro or reference to kind of that and what they're talking about. But, I mean, really going to be interesting to see what no game over means.
Yeah, I'll be curious how they work that in there. No game over can mean a lot of things. It could just mean a continue screen. It can mean you replay that scene. It could mean you just, maybe you're fucking eternal.
But see,
I don't know. That's a hard start, man. I don't know. I really don't know.
But see, that's what he talked about specifically. He talked about how games, especially story-driven games, you know, you get so far in a particular sequence, and all of a sudden you get cut out. And you die, and all of a sudden you have to do the whole thing over again. So he didn't really feel that was really fair. And, you know, he apparently did something, and I don't know exactly, again, how this is going to work, but really going to be interesting to see how no game over in Beyond Two Souls kind of works out.
I will be very curious on that one.
All right, guys, last bit of news, number 10. Apparently 180 PS4 games are currently in development.
That's so many.
180.
So many.
I want to say that there's 14-ish
Yeah.
You know, numbers, studios that are PS4, PlayStation exclusives. So 180 PS4 games currently in development. 33 of them are going to be out in 2013. So you're going to have a number of games to play.
I am excited.
For those day one adopters of PlayStation 4, really looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
What's the one game you're looking forward to the most from the PlayStation 4 lineup?
Watch Dogs is the really one that's soaking me the most. I've seen a lot of gameplay views from it. I've seen a lot of, you know, it seems like a really cool aspect. You can hack people's cell phones, you can fuck with technology. That seems like the coolest aspect to me, and I'm really excited for that game. So that's my main PS4 game I'm ready for.
Yeah, I got mine pre-ordered already. I'm definitely buying Killzone Shadowfall.
Should be cool.
Looks really good. Always been a real big fan of the Killzone series. This one definitely, you know, graphically wise, definitely looks 1,000 times better.
Yep.
Not only that, but it's not so dark and gray. Like all the games previously were just very drab and, you know, and I think that was by design, but, I think the new game definitely looks really, really, really good. The weapons look really good. The multiplayer looks really good. So really looking forward to that, as well as Watch Dogs.
Absolutely.
I'm buying those two games day one.
That should be good.
Absolutely. All right, Dan, that's all I got for the news here. Let's jump right into the next segment, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Out now, right now. Yep. Saints Row 4 actually came out last week or earlier in the week.
I loved it.
Did you?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
What if I played Saints Row the Threed?
Saints Row the Threed.
Great game.
Okay. How'd you like Saints Row the Threed?
It was over the top, but in a good way. I loved it a lot. God, I can't speak. I loved a lot of that game. It was really fucking... It was over the top, but in a good way.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff I really, you know, kind of interested in Saints Row the 4. Saints Row 4, actually, you actually get, like, superpowers, so it's almost like like an Infamous slash...
Saints Row the 4th.
Superman.
Slash Saints Row the 4th.
Slash...
Saints Row the 4th.
No, what was that other one that was kind of like Infamous?
Prototype,
exactly. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Look at butts.
So Saints Row 4 out right now. Disney Infinity?
That's the Skylanders. Competition.
Skylanders, Disney clone, sure, absolutely. But with Disney characters, so really looking forward to that. Not so much for myself. You know, I have a couple of kids, so the kids would definitely be looking to get that. Probably something for Christmas or something. But
yeah,
Let's see here. Next, XCOM Declassified.
Never played the first one. I never got into it, but that doesn't mean it's a good game.
Well, apparently it's not. It's not getting a lot of great reviews right now. So XCOM Declassified's out there. I think it's like a third-person shooter action, yeah, like alien-type game. So,
yeah.
Number four, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Really want to play that.
Got
really
a lot of really, really good reviews. I think it got like a 9.2 on...
That's fucking good.
Yeah, it's really good on IGN. They gave it a 9.2, I believe.
Give it a fucking blast flast.
Yeah, I watched him play like a couple of levels, and you know, like the stealth looked really good. Some of the action looked
Splinter
really good.
Splinter Cell on a cooperative level was really fucking cool.
Yeah, and some of the multiplayer modes looked really interesting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it did.
All right, next, Dive Kick. It's actually a PlayStation... I want to say it's a PlayStation exclusive. It's actually, believe it or not, it's a fighting game, but all you do is jump and kick, and that's it.
Why is that a game?
It's a game.
Why is that a game?
I don't know, but everyone who's played it has said that it's really addictive and it's really fun.
Well, good for that.
So there you go. All right, Kraken, we're going to jump right into our gaming pet peeves. I know something's bothering you, buddy. Go ahead, let it off. Let it out!
Let me tell you what pisses me off when I play games. Well, nothing pisses me off more.
You mean what peeves you?
No, what pisses me off.
No, peeves. The segment is called Gaming Pet Peeves.
Yes.
Boy, this, you're peeved.
This pees me off so much. What pisses me off so much is when I'm playing the game, I'm getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in The Last of Us, or you're in the Call of Duty, or wherever the fuck you want
to
play.
Never happens to me.
Okay, not true. And when you're getting your shit pushed in, and somebody says, oh my god, you're not doing very well. Oh, really? Thank you. I was not fully aware.
And what's worse, and I think I know where you're going with this, is that it's a teammate.
It is!
A teammate, because, you know, in most multiplayer games, especially if you're playing on teams...
It is.
You can only hear your team, so you can communicate with your team on where you're going, what you're doing, that kind of thing. So your own teammates, you know, who you've been randomly kind of put together with, yep, especially, you know, if it's just you and another person who's in it, you get put with random people, and they continue to... Oh, I guess just put you down about how you're playing instead of focusing on how they're playing.
Not my fucking fault. You need to do better. I'm doing just great. You worry about your shit. I absolutely 100% cannot stand when you make it a point to tell me that I'm getting destroyed. Oh my god, you're sucking so much, assholes. Okay, guess what? People have fucking bad games. Get the fuck over it. That's how I used to have heaters. When I'm getting my shit pushed in. Wow, I'm really coherent. When people tell me they get my shit pushed in, yeah, it happens. Welcome to the games. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Or what else you got? What are one of your pet game peeves?
That's it. That's bothering you, huh?
Yes.
All right. Woo! Well, what's kind of bothering me this week, and it kind of came up actually earlier today, is. You know, the fact that the overall perspective of other people, maybe people who aren't, you know, hardcore or even interested in games at all, consider games just for kids.
Yeah, I can see that, totally.
So, I mean, there's this negative perspective out there for people who are, you know, our age. Obviously, we grew up playing games. We love games. Games have evolved and grown as we've grown. Into something, you know, much better. I mean, almost even movie quality.
Yes.
As far as story-wise, as far as you know, picture quality, things like that, you know, graphics and things. You know, just a recent example, The Last of Us has been a feat that most people have said that certainly could have been made into a movie, even with just the cutscenes. That they've made, because all of it was done with actual actors, and they actually acted out all of the motions and the face movements and everything. So, you know, gaming is coming closer and closer to that, and I just really, it just really bothers me to hear other people kind of put it down in that way, even though it's really coming closer to movie type quality, you know, even TV show type quality, you know, things that people do every day, you know?
That makes sense. That makes complete sense.
So, I mean, I think that maybe we should change the idea of gaming by maybe changing, I don't know, even the name of it. I keep thinking the two words of interactive entertainment. And, of course, that's what it is, and maybe it's, you know, it's too long, it's too many syllables, whatever it is. But, you know, I think that explains it more than just saying, oh, I'm playing games. No, I'm playing an interactive movie. I'm playing an interactive TV show.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think it says more about what games are today than just saying I play games.
Yeah.
Kraken, what you got? I know you got one more here, buddy.
I do.
Do you? Really?
Let me tell you about something that pisses me off.
I was kind of worried looking at your face.
I am fucking wasted at this point. No, anybody who plays Pokemon will understand this.
I'm going to take care of you, buddy. It's okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. Woo!
When you play Pokemon and you get through all 8 of the gyms, when you get through all the different gyms, you have to face the Elite Four. Okay, and the Elite Four is stacked. They have 76 level when your Pokemon are usually a 50 level Pokemon. And what that really comes down to is that you have to be able to smoke them in different types and different accesses. And those motherfuckers, they have a potion. And what that really does is that actually it fully restores their entire hit points. And it restores their status. So if you happen to poison a Pokemon, they're restored. If it happens to poise hit points, they're also restored. That's one of my biggest gaming pet peeves, is that they will let you get so excited that, oh my god, you're almost ready to beat them, and they'll fucking screw you with full restores. So,
as someone who doesn't know anything about Pokemon, I have no idea what the hell you just said.
I don't even know what I just said.
No idea.
All right then, you know?
All right, guys, thank you so much again for joining us for episode 2 of the Gotham Gamer podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Gotham Gamer. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Gotham Gamer podcast. And of course, you can send us questions, comments, and concerns at gotemgamer@yahoo.com. Again, that's GOTEM gamer@yahoo.com. Again, they call it the Gotham Gamer podcast because when you're online, you're taking down guys one after another. That's what you say. You got them, got them, got them. Guys, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.